May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 707. When pining sickness wastes the frame, acute disease or tiring pain, when life fast spends her feeble flame, and all the help of man proves vain, then to have recourse to God, to pour a prayer in time of need, and feel the balm of Jesus' blood. This is to find a friend indeed. Hymn 707.
Thank you. Read together from the Word of God, from the Book of Psalms. We read Psalms 92, 3 and 4. Psalms 92, 3 and 4. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high for evermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall return, shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, for ever. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. How long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defence, and my God is the rock of my refuge. He shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us to pray. Kind, gracious, merciful Lord God, it is indeed thy great kindness and goodness to us that our lives are spared, and that we are favoured and spared to gather together in thy courts on another Sabbath day. And we do desire to humbly thank thee for all thy kindness and mercy to us through another week of our lives, yea, throughout our lives, from the day we were born to the present moment of time. Indeed, thy mercies have and are very great to us. Great is thy faithfulness. Thy mercies are new every morning. We do desire then, dear Lord, to humbly acknowledge all thy kindness and goodness, because we look at our lives and the things of providence, thy mercies are great, our needs abundantly supplied. We have our daily food, we have our water, we have clothes, we have beds to lie on, roof over our heads. Indeed, we have many, many mercies. We have many comforts, comforts that our forefathers knew nothing of, and comforts that many in this world today know nothing of. Then, dear Lord, we do thank thee for all these mercies to us, and desire to render due praise and thanksgiving to thy great and holy name. And we pray then that thou help us. And Lord, we think back many years, when, Lord, we once went into the house of God, availing that thou hadst never shown us any mercy, but how thy dear servant then spoke and said, isn't it a mercy you're in the house of God tonight and not in a deserved hell? And Lord, and that is verily, verily true still. And if there should be a poor soul here this morning feeling anything like that, that the Lord has not shown them any mercy, oh dear Lord, do show to them now that thy mercy, that thou hast not cut them off as a cumbered of ground, has not dealt with them after their sin so richly deserved, that they're still on praying ground, then do abundantly bless. And pray then that thou, dear Lord, bless dear souls. We pray that thou art then be with us this day. We do seek thy presence and thy blessing to rest upon us, upon thy word, in our hearts. We pray for the riches of thy grace and thy love to be made known. We pray for mercy and salvation. We pray that there may be those words of peace and pardon and forgiveness of sin. Lord, then thou knowest just how each one has come, what their secret exercises, concerns are, and how they may have been praying, perhaps long before the day broke, in the night, on their bed. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt send down answers of peace, even this day. Oh, that there may be indeed a portion for 7 and also for 8, so that none are left out. Dear Lord, we pray then that thou be with each one. Those that come seeking some token for God, some token of thy special love, show them that they are born of God and that their treasure is above. My supplication, Lord, is this, that all my sins may be subdued, that all thy precious promises may be to me and for my God. Lord, do not let this day pass by without there being something done and accomplished in thy great and holy name, here in thy house, here in the hearts of each one that's now assembled. Oh, we ask and pray that there may be indeed, Lord, that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Then thy name, and thy name alone, shall have all the honour, all the glory, and all the praise. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. Then come, dear Lord. Lord, we are conscious of our great sinnership, but we've got a lot of sin, large catalogues of sin. But, dear Lord, we come to thee, because there is forgiveness with thee. Because, dear Lord Jesus, thou hast said, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Then may we come, like one says in the hymn, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look, and look again. We look then to thee. We pray that we may be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Come, dear Lord, and do abundantly bless, we beg. Hear our prayers. And pray, dear Lord, that thy love then may be shed abroad in some poor soul's heart this day. There may be that lifting up of joy. There may be that rejoicing in the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. That's where, Lord, all true rejoicing is, and that's where we want to be found, beneath the shadow of thy wing, beneath thy sheltering blood, and to know, dear Lord Jesus, thou hast suffered, bled and died in our place, room and stead. Now, Lord, hear prayer once more for this little cause of truth. Do bless them together and do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them, undertake for them. Dear Lord, there's the little ones and the children. We pray for them that thou wilt bless their souls. Lord, however little or however old, Lord, each of us have a never dying soul. And each of us one day will have to come and stand before thee at the judgment seat of Christ. And we ask and pray, dear Lord Jesus, that thou make us right and keep us right, and thou fit and prepare us for heaven and for glory. We pray that thou wilt then hear our prayer, oh, that we may each know, Lord, from eldest to youngest then, that we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now remember the dear children, undertake for them, go before them, be with them in life's pathway. Help them at school. Keep them there in peace and in safety. And remember them, dear Lord, for God, and abundantly bless. And pray that be with the young friends also. They had the burdens, Lord, of bringing up children. Oh, we ask thee to bless them and be gracious to them. And do help each and every one. And we ask then that thou wilt be with one another. Lord, there's others older. Lord, their grandparents, some of them. Some of them have got older children. Lord, when we pray for each and all. But dear Lord, above all things, do bless their souls. Oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. They may have an aching void that this world cannot fill. Their soul on the stretch to find Christ and to know him whom to know is life eternal. Dear Peter said, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And Lord, we want to know that our names are indeed recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Then do bless this people. Do bless the ministry of thy word here. Oh, that it may bring forth that fruit to thy honour, glory and thy praise. Oh, that thy servants may be graciously anointed. That may be that point into thy redeeming blood. And saying, behold the way to God. Hear them prayer. And now, Lord, there are those that are away. Lord, and for one reason or another, we pray that thou remember them, bless them, and be gracious to them. But Lord, we do think of our dear friend, Sophie, Lord, who's in the hospital with broken bone. We ask, Lord, that thou would abundantly bless. Dear Lord, she's thankful that she's been brought through. And desires thanksgiving and praise to be made. So then, Lord, we do thank thee for thy goodness and mercy to her. And go on and be gracious to her still. Abundantly blessed. Oh, may it have the blessed, gracious, sanctifying influence of thy Holy Spirit. Then do help her and be very near and round about her, we pray. Lord, we ask thee to spare her, if it please thee, to bring her through. And pray then that thou help her still and go before her in life's pathway, in the untrodden steps, and then be near. And we ask and pray that thou remember others, Lord, now. We think of one and another, Lord, here and there, that are laid aside, some in hospitals. They've undergone some surgery. We pray for them. Thou wilt bless them. Pour them through. Oh, grant restoring mercies. Grant healing and restoration. Some have been under the surgeon's hand. Some need to go under the surgeon's hand. Whatever it is, Lord, bring them through. Others are having treatment for one thing and another. Pray thou bless the means used. And, oh, that affliction's path may be sanctified to us each. Pray that thou remember all in bereavement's path. Some of us, Lord, stood around the grave in the past week of one of thy dear servants whom we loved, whom thou hast called unto thyself now. We pray for his dear widow and the family. Undertake for them. Graciously hold them up and support them. And oh, may they not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Dear Lord, we do thank thee for every remembrance of our dear friend, thy dear servant. Thy word is so very true, the memory of the just is blessed. And we do thank thee that we have cause to render thanks for his ministry. And there are those here also in this house of God also that thank thee for his ministry. And as we read of David, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. The prayers of our dear friend John Broome are ended. But Lord, they're not all answered. Oh, may there yet be those answers of peace. Gracious Lord, do we pray. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for that great concern he had over the young. The teenagers, growing up into years, of their future, of their employment, but he was also greatly concerned about their souls. And we ask that there may be others raised up, Lord, to take the place. As one Elijah dies, may there be another, an Elisha rise. Hear prayer. Lord, and oh, that it may be, instead of the fathers shall come up the children, do then hear us. Now there's other things we should pray for, that are those in deep troubles and trials and difficulties. Those, Lord, that need thee to appear to make the crooked straight and the rough place plain. But thee to bring down the great mountains of impossibility. Lord, do arise for their help and do hear their cry. Lord, their cry may be, as they say, but my prayers are poor, weak and feeble. But Lord, it's Lord help me, and it comes from the heart. Remember them. There's prodigals now, Lord, we should pray for. Remember them, do bless them. Have mercy upon them, bring them back. Speak to their soul. Oh, Lord, we just think, dear Lord, there may be those here in the house of God. They say, well, I hope I'm not a prodigal. I've not left the chapel. And the children are prayed for. The deacons are prayed for. Those in troubles and trials are prayed for. But no one seemed to mind about me. I seem to be forgotten and forsaken. Ah, Lord, may they know that they're not forgotten and yet forsaken of thee. Draw near, bless their souls. And pray, Lord, thou be very gracious to them. And, oh, draw their heart and their souls and their affections unto Jesus. Hear our prayers. Remember our nation. Overturn the evil designs of wicked men and frustrate their intentions. Lord, we not multiply any more words. We need thy help. And we pray that thou come now and fulfill thy gracious word and thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me.
We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 352. The moon and stars shall lose their light, the sun shall sink in endless night, both heaven and earth shall pass away, the works of nature all decay, but they that in the Lord confide and shelter in his wounded side shall see the danger overpast, stand every storm and live at last. Hymn 352.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Psalms, number 94, and the 19th verse. Psalm 94, verse 19. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. The writer of this psalm is unknown, probably one of the prophets, may have been David, but that really does not matter. But here, whoever the writer was complaining about the wickedness of the wicked. And friends, and don't we today as a nation, and I trust as the people of God, do we not complain about the wickedness of man? Why, here the dear psalmist, whoever it might be, says, how long, Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Well, it's sadly, sadly, so very, very true. But, friends, what do you read here? Psalm 93, the Lord reigneth. Yes, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. It's not David Cameron. It's not the president of the European community. It's not the President of the United States. It is the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And why, it reads, does it not, in the prophecy of Isaiah, in that 26th chapter? Why? When, Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see. But they shall see. Oh, friends, and why, it is a comfort, is it not, unto God's people to know, to realize, that the Lord God reigneth. Why, you go back in the Word of God to poor dear Joseph. You say, all that mysterious path that he walked in, and then eventually his father dies and his brethren come unto him, but he said, ye meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Yeah. All things work together for God, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And all that we may say, ah, yes, that does not give you and I license to sit back and say, well, the Lord God reigns. So the Lord will fulfill his own will and his design, those things that he has proposed. The word says this, I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Yes, the The Lord will have, the Lord will have his people to inquire of him, to do things for them, to overthrow, overturn the evil designs of wicked men, frustrate their intentions. Well, one thing, so this bill that begins to make its way through the Houses of Parliament. But, friends, let's go back to the book of Genesis. And what have we got there? Why, man there was going to build, attempted to build the Tower of Babel to reach up to heaven. But the Lord sent confusion, brought confusion amongst them. Oh, that you and I might inquire of God, that he might send confusion amongst our in our parliament, and overthrow these evil and wicked designs that are proposed. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. What a mercy, dear soul, if we have, that we're praying earnestly unto the Lord. Yes, because again, dear soul, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. He will despise, he will answer prayer. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. You go back again to the children of Israel, they had trouble, and many of God's people had trouble in the Bible. And they called upon the Lord. Yes. And they proved that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And may it be our blessed lot to prove the same, that the Lord God omnipotent reigns, and that he regards the prayer of the destitute and doesn't despise their prayer. But then again, why, this thought, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Perhaps there's one or more here this morning. Perhaps you came up to the house of God like this. Well, does anyone care for me? But you've come. And perhaps, dear soul, you came like this with a little who can tell. The multitude of my thoughts within, yes, you've got a host of thoughts within you. Yes, but, and there's this, a little who can tell. Thy comforts delight my soul. Who can tell that this may be the day, this may be the time when the Lord will speak to my soul. In the multitude of my thoughts. Yes. Perhaps also there is those that had these multitude of thoughts. But you read here in the book of the Song of Solomon. Was this where you were last night? By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. By night on my bed. Perhaps, yes, there was a period in the night when you were awake, you couldn't sleep, but by night on your bed, in the multitude of your thoughts, the multitude of your thoughts. Oh, yes, and you've got a multitude, haven't you, poor soul? You know, I looked out, went downstairs this morning at our friend's home and sat in his little lounge there, and there's the little wood beside, and there was the trees, and oh, quite thick some of them, and oh, there's branches go this way and that way, and then there's twigs that go this way and that way, and oh, this hall, and is that how your thoughts are? Yes, there's things that cross over and intertwine. Yes, all in your heart. Why, and the multitude of my thoughts within me. Yes, by night on my bed. By night on my bed. Why, there were these multitude of thoughts. This whole was this one of the multitude of your thoughts? If ever my poor soul be saved, it's Christ must be the way. Yes, and dear soul, and we may be found like this as well, hadn't we? Yeah. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Or in the depths of trouble, depths of soul trouble. Because of that blessed work of the Holy Spirit of God within that has brought you to know and to realize that you are a sinner. And yes, and that nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. And that if ever you're going to be saved, then you know and you realize there's got to be something done and something accomplished and something changed within your heart, and you cannot produce it in and of yourself. Oh, yes, the multitude of my thoughts within me. In the multitude of my thoughts. Maybe, dear soul, the adversary doesn't let you sleep either. Comes in like a flood. But you see, this on my bed, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Lord, certainly I cannot stand. I cannot stand. But dear soul, the blessed word goes on. But there is forgiveness with thee. But there is all the blessed positive language. Just that little word is so positive. But there is. We're in the multitude of my thoughts within me. With all my sin, with all my iniquities, all my transgressions and faults and failings. But there is forgiveness with thee. So then, dear soul, you see, you approach. Yes, on your bed at night, you approach unto the Lord. Oh, that the Lord might indeed forgive.
You're just like that dear man in the gospel that was full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, came unto him and said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. If thou wilt." He didn't doubt that the Lord could make him whole. His question was, his thought was, would he make him whole? The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Yes, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Blessed be his name. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. And dear soul, yes, we love him because he first loved us. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, here to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. In the multitude of my thoughts within me. It is all, the multitude of thoughts. Yes, and yet it is all, you still come. Because here is a sinner coming to the dear Lord Jesus with all his sin and all his iniquities. Is it you, poor soul? Yes. But by night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will arise now. Go about the city and the street and the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The multitude of my thought are a soul seeking after Christ. You know, the dear Lord Jesus gives us that parable, doesn't he? That pearl that was found in a field. And why? And the one, yes, he went and purchased that field, that he find that pearl of a great price. Is all. Then Christ is precious to you. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Or you say, I can't say that. Well, let's have a look and see why you think you can't say that. You think you can't say it because you're such a sinner. You think you can't say it because you have a multitude of thoughts. Oh, that God cannot look upon sin but with abhorrence. The soul that sins against me must die. Yes. But this all, the dear Lord Jesus said this, that he came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. You say, but do I have repentance? Do I come to the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? Well, are you sorry about your sin? Do you grieve over your sin? That's why you couldn't sleep last night. That's why you couldn't sleep last night.
Ah, because of all this sin. Ah, but you say within yourself, oh, if only I hadn't done this. If only I hadn't done that. If only I'd listened more. And if only I'd taken heed to those things that I've heard preached in the chapel, then I wouldn't be in this state, in this condition I'm in now. Oh, this multitude of thoughts within me. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death, said the dear Apostle Paul. Yes, the Apostle Paul said that, dear soul. Oh, yes, the multitude of thoughts. But dear soul, you went to the Lord in prayer. You cried out. You remember that prayer of that dear man that went up into the temple and he cried out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you said, oh, that's just where I am. That's just what I want. The Lord have mercy upon my poor, never dying soul. I wanted to declare my pardon sealed, my peace with God. So you came to the Lord. You came to the Lord. And you, in the multitude of, and on your bed, there was this cry for the Lord to have mercy and pardon your sin, forgive your iniquity. And yes, dear soul, and you cried out. Oh, and perhaps, dear soul, you've been there. You've been there, as it were, a long while. Oh, there's been perhaps weeks of this, weeks of darkness, distress, perhaps months, may even be years. Oh, why? And you think, you're never going to hear this voice of love and of mercy. This is what you want to hear, the Lord declaring your sins are pardoned and forgiven and washed in his precious blood. The night on my bed. Yes, in the multitude of my thoughts within me. Oh, all these thoughts that run hither and thither, so to speak, through your heart. But, oh, yes, but dear soul, you came to the Lord in prayer. You say, well, did I really pray? Prayer is the soul's sincere desire uttered or unexpressed. Yes, he understands the lifting up of the eye when none but God is near. He sees a tear. Yes, and dear soul, thy comforts delight my soul. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise, said David. And dear David knew what it was to have a broken heart over his sin and his iniquity. And he could say, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Oh, friend, dear soul, it was this. A multitude of my thoughts within me, by night on my bed. If the Lord would pardon it, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee. Dear soul, don't you go home from this chapel this morning feeling there's no help for your poor, never dying soul, because there is. There is. Because Jesus said,
Yes, that him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The vile, the base, the wretched, oh, the disgusting, the horrors. Dear soul, he came to seek and to save the lost. He doesn't, hasn't, and will not change his mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed be his name. And dear soul, if this is any help, I couldn't stand here if it were otherwise. No. Yes, dear soul, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Let's look here in the Gospel of Mark. Yes. In the Gospel of Mark here, there's this man. Now, Jesus has gone over the sea. To the country of the Gadarenes. And here's a man. Comes out of the tombs. Yes. And no man could bind him. No, not with chains. He'd been bound with fetters and chains. Chains had been plucked asunder. The fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, dear soul, yes, here was one, shall we say, uncontrollable. But he saw Jesus. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. He cried with a loud voice, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." Ah, friends, that was the evil spirit within him speaking. But Jesus said, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Come out of the man." Ah, yes, dear soul. And where the word of the King of Kings is, there is divine power and authority. And that unclean spirit came out. And it went into the herd of swine. And the herd of swine ran down the steep slope and into the sea and drowned themselves. Ah, and yes, and Jesus went over this sea to this country of the Gadarenes for one poor man. There were those here, yes, when they saw what was done. When they saw that their swine had been drowned in the sea, they wished Jesus to depart and to go away from them. But not this poor man. Not this poor soul that's had all these unclean spirits cast out of him in the multitude of his thoughts. When he was come to the ship, that he had been possessed. He that had been possessed with the devil prayed that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, "Go home and tell thy friends what great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion upon thee." In the multitude of thy thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Oh, the hem of Lady Huntington comes in again. Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, either save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. And the hymn of John Newton, isn't it? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, where thy compassion, thy comforts delight my soul. Oh, why, what blessed comfort that is when the Lord speaks those words of peace and pardon to a poor sinner's heart. Now, just let me say this. These are, you and I, we must not lay down tram lines and expect God to work in them. And dear soul, you and I must not dictate to God and say, I must have that word that thy sins are all forgiven thee, because you might be very disappointed. You won't have it. The Lord is a sovereign in his dealings, and he's a sovereign, dear soul, in how he speaks to your poor, never dying soul and mine. There's, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, there's a poor woman, yes, that she's got that issue of blood, and all these years, and now, you see, she's hears of Jesus. She spent everything she got on positions of no value. But she hears of Jesus. And the multitude of my thoughts within me. And this is her main thought. Yes. Why? That if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I may but touch. Yes, dear soul, and she came. Crowd about him will be found attending day and night. Worldly crowds to dim thine ears, and crowds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. If thou press on, the crowds will fly, and if thou faint, to Jesus cry, and he will send supplies. Yes, but dear soul, she came looking unto Jesus. She did. Dear soul, and here she comes, through all this crowd, and there was one poor soul. There's one poor soul there in the country, the Gadarenes. Now here there's one poor soul, and she's making her way through this crowd. Yes, pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Dear soul, is that you this morning? Oh, determine why that you cannot take no for an answer. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, oh, if I may but touch, if I may but touch, if I may. So, you notice how she gets here then to Jesus. But she said in her heart, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. So she's now got to get down. Dear soul, and she's got to get down, we say, on her knees. Yeah. And she touched. And she was healed. Jesus said, who touched me? Well, the disciples thought this was a bit much. Master, the multitude thronged thee and press thee, that thou sayest, who touched me? Somebody has touched me. Virtue has gone out of me. Tis all. Would you obey that blessed somebody this Lord's Day morning? You stretch forth your hand of faith to touch the hem of his garment. And when she saw that she could not be aired, she came and told him all the truth. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The point, dear soul, you say, she needed bodily healing, but the spiritual application of it, yes, your sin and mine, we need it cleansed. We need the Lord to pardon. But what did he say? He didn't say to her, my sins are forgiven thee. What he said to his soul is, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Yes, this blessed God-given faith. Faith that brought her to Christ. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. You see, drawn. Away from all the carnal carking cares of this poor, wretched, dying world, and brought to Christ. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry. Give me Christ, or else I die. All unholy and unclean, I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ, or else I die. Yes, thy comforts delight my soul. Why, here then was the dear woman. Yes. Comfort, delight in her soul. There's one back in the Old Testament, isn't there? Naaman. Naaman. And he had quite a few thoughts, didn't he? Why, there was this, first of all, there's this dear maid. And she said to her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, he would recover him of his leprosy. Well, he sent, yes. Here's a letter. Yes. And you say, eventually he comes then to Elisha. Yes. And, Naaman, yes, I thought. With the multitude of my thoughts within me. I thought this. Yes, dear soul. I thought. Naaman, why, expected at least Elisha to come out of his house, yes, and pronounce, yes, him clean. Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Why, are not Abana and Parpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the rivers of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he went away in a rage. Notice, is if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. It's look unto me and be ye saved, O ye ends of the earth, for I'm God and there is none else. Blessed be his name. Then you say, the soft words.
soft words of one of the servants. It says to Naaman, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than he saith to thee, wash and be clean. Then he went down. Oh, yes, the humility, the soft, the broken heart, the submission to the Lord's will. Never mind about Elisha coming out now of his house and pronouncing some great blessing in the name of his God. No. No, he goes down, he washes in Jordan as bidden 7 times. Oh, dear soul. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Yes, dear soul, not even all thy sins, dear soul, are too hard for him to pardon and forgive. You say, but you don't know what a wretched sinner I am. No. And you don't know what I am either. And I don't want you to know, and I don't want to know yours either. But I know this, that our blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ came to seek and to save sinners. And that he came, yes, that he, with his blessed purpose, this divine mission to save the lost. And yes, he's able to save even unto the uttermost. Even unto the uttermost. All them that come unto God by him. Yes, you may feel to be an uttermost sinner this morning, but let me tell you, in the name of my God, in the name of my blessed Saviour, my glorious Redeemer, that he is able to save the very worst of sinners. Yes, dear soul, able to save the worst. There's a dying thief there on the cross at Calvary. But, you know, dear soul, in the multitude of your thoughts and mine, we shan't have to look at the dying thief. It'll be here in my own heart. Here on my heart, the burden lies. Past offences pay mine eyes. But I say we don't have to look, but in the multitude of thy mercy, my thoughts within me, are thy comforts delight my soul. Well, who can tell? There was a dying thief, a notorious character, and he was saved, and he's been in glory, dear soul, for just over 2,000 years, or about 2,000 years, shall we say. Been in glory for 2,000 years, worshipping the Lamb in the midst of the throne. The one that said to him, in answer to his prayer, dear soul, and you just think about it, how simple his prayer was, and yet so simple and yet so profound. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Lord, remember me. And you know, I thought of this. Why, with all this noise that was going on around here, the cross of Christ, at those that were jeering him, at those that were telling him, save himself, let him come down, and we will believe him.
But dear soul, Jesus attends to the prayer of one poor sinner that cried yes with faith. Lord, remember me. And the Lord said to him, see, he didn't say to him, your sins are pardoned and forgiven. He said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Yes, dear soul. He says the worst. He says the worst, dear soul. Go home and tell thy friends what great things the Lord hath done for thee. May the Lord bless his word.
The collections last Lord's Day were £666.20, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And next Lord's Day we expect Dr. Sadler, and he hopes to address the Sunday School also. Let us close with hymn number 12. All glory to mercy we bring, the mercy that reigns evermore. The infinite mercy we sing, the mercy eternal adore. Hymn number 12.
Thank you.
not bless thine own word and pardon all amiss. We ask that thou meet with us this afternoon with the children, and we ask thee to meet with us this evening, and especially round thy table. And now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.